how-to video.
And welcome to another episode of How to Video with John Wee and Gonzo D. And we just unboxed the Vision Pro, and both of us have a background in filmmaking. John, before I start going hog wild on this, tell me what was the experience for you?
Well, you show me the music video from The Weeknd. I don't remember the name of the song because I was so blown away by the visual that I saw, right? And you told me, at first I thought everything was live, but you told me some of them were CG.
Yeah, it's a mix of footage and 3D elements that were later placed in. So you didn't get that.
I did not even get that because I guess the 3D is so good right now.
It's pretty darn good. And the resolution, tell me something about the resolution of the screen.
The resolution, it's really good. I thought it was shot in 8K, so it has that resolution for sure.
I saw your jaw drop a little.
And
I heard you saying vulgar things, which is always a good sign.
Because
when's the last time you've had that experience of watching something and saying wow?
That was a video game that we have at the college. I think it's on the PC. I don't remember the goggle system they use. It might be the one from Meta, but it's for playing games.
Uh-huh.
But it's just playing games, so you don't see all the lighting, you don't see the shadow, and you don't have the music, so it's not really that immersive. But this is watching 4K cinema with music, with good production value.
And by the way, we're both filmmakers. We've done music videos.
Yeah.
Our perspective comes from all the way back to the 90s, right? So we see a mix of storytelling with artists. I think it's really nice to see an artist being able to express a story and having this new way of storytelling. This is it's called spatial film, which is 180 3D virtual reality as it was known.
Yeah.
But it's called spatial film because there is spatial audio as well.
When yes,
you move
audio,
your head,
yes, yes,
you're getting audio from different...
100%.
It's very immersive, right? It's captivating. It kind of consumes you.
It's immersive. And what I like about it, like in the old music video in 2D, everything that you wanted to see is given to you in flat screen. And that's it, right? But in 3D, you can look to your lower left and you see something new. You look on the upper right, you will see something new. That's the immersive nature of it. Just like in real life, you look to your left, you see something else different, you process, you look to your left, something different, and that's what's so cool about it.
So what I'm hearing you say is that there's an opportunity for someone to want to watch it again because they might have missed certain elements.
100%.
Or they might see it from another perspective.
Yes, 100%. It's 2D. You watch it, it's flat right there. Everything that you want to see is there, and that's it, right?
Now, from a resource perspective, you get an idea of, like, there was a lot of work behind this.
Yeah, I would imagine your whole paradigm of shooting has to change due to the immersiveness and the environment.
There were some elements that I think were a little uncomfortable, perhaps the zoom shots on the artist that seemed to be... Some things don't translate from 2D to 3D, right?
Yeah, like there's one shot of him singing, and then he was turning his head. I mean, I get the point that they want to show that it's 3D, you know, when you turn your head, but it's a little bit too in your face. He's a little bit too close to the camera for my taste.
Yeah, there's strain in the eyes because it's almost like somebody putting their hand in front of their face. You kind of, this instinct to want to push back and which makes you, we're still in the early stages of spatial film being
experimental.
This was a video, what was it, 3 minutes?
Yeah.
So 3 minutes of a music video. Would you say that you were able to watch it from beginning to end with full attention?
Absolutely. And again, like we talk about, there's a value of going back to rewatch it because you're discovering something new that you haven't maybe spotted on the first place.
When you see this, we've heard, or at least what I've been hearing online is this device is too expensive. The majority of people didn't like it, and it was a bad move on behalf of Apple, which I want to get your perspective of having it. You personally, we use it every day for at least 3 to 4 hours. I've never had a device, neither virtual reality nor augmented reality, that I spent that much amount of time. Wait, I'll take that back. I do remember the Vive when it did come out, and it was nice to just experience the space. But this is for work. I mean, we edit, we supervise content. You got to experience Final Cut on the Vision Pro. Tell me about that. You're more of a Premiere and DaVinci guy,
yeah,
right?
I'm more like a DaVinci guy.
Which is great. I think most of our audience, I'd say what, 60-70% of people use Premiere.
It's a tool. You can use whatever hand.
Yeah, editing is editing. But tell me, what was your experience seeing this? Ultra Wide just came out, which, by the way, it used to be the equivalent of having a 120-inch screen. But now it's Ultra Wide, which is the equivalent of having two curved 6K screens. Yeah. What was that for you?
That is crazy. As you know, as an editor, you will never have enough screen as an editor, right? You always wish that there's more screen so that it will make your work easier. But this...
So we editors, and I do throw in, I consider myself, it's almost like you want the nicer, bigger screens, the better.
Yeah.
The more, the better. And now you have...
It's crazy.
Isn't it?
It's like you are sitting on the IMAX screen and you're editing on the IMAX screen. It's just...
John, would you say that's even crazier? Because what the problem is when you work remotely is that sometimes you can't carry your iMac or your curved screens wherever you go.
Yeah, because it's fragile. You don't want to drop it in the airport and all that stuff.
I've been able to take this and show people in the team content and work remotely with their avatars, which is, imagine having a FaceTime with somebody floating.
Yeah.
And showing them what you're seeing. This is... I found it to be a workflow tool that is unprecedented. I think its value for someone who works professionally, it's worth its cost. The cost was just, let's not forget that it's a pro tool. You don't buy a MacBook Pro if you're not doing it for browsing, yeah. Right?
Yes. Okay, in the ideal world, if Apple would have, in the ideal world, this is for business, for the business developers that develop
100%.
Apps, blah, blah, blah.
100%, right? For developers. I'd say for media. I did not get it for media. We got it mostly for development, and I found that now I'm using it every day for media.
Yeah, so that's this side. Now, if only Apple would have came out with maybe just a smaller device that that doesn't have all this fancy processing power. And remember, there's like 2M chips in this.
2M, two chips on each eye.
Right? So imagine if
those
they can
chips
take...
are powerful. I think people forget just how much power there is. And they say, why are you having this dongle and this thing out? Because it lasts 4 hours. There's no way to have that amount of processing power without a dongle or a power pack. I mean, yes, is it a little bothersome to be carrying around this cable? Yes, but it lasts long, and I've had very low glitches. Did you experience any, I mean, other than downloading the content?
No, rather than the Wi-Fi issue, I don't see anything, and also just having to get used to the interface, right? But other than that, it was classic Apple.
But what did
it was a classic Apple product. Everything is seamless.
What did people say when the iPhone came out? It's too expensive. Who's going to use that dumb thing?
So, okay, going back to the conversation before this, before we get straight away. So, they were successful in building this tool, but this is a professional tool, right? It's very revolutionary. And as with revolutionary stuff, there might be a little bit... quirks, right? You have to learn how to use it. There's an external battery pack that you have to carry.
There's a learning curve and right? getting to use the UI. I would say it's simpler than
the UI
Quest,
is simpler, yes.
Than Oculus. And I love the Oculus, but it's for games.
Yeah, it might have been the Oculus, the one that I was mentioning, the game that I saw at the college. So anyhow, so imagine if Apple. Which I think, so you heard it first in the podcast, I think this is going to happen. Imagine if they only come up with a smaller device, like the Ray-Ban sunglasses, but instead of it being a developer tool,
it's for mass
developer,
mass market.
But this is just for viewing the content. And it's $399, $499, and you can view all this 3D content. And having the big screen.
Now, for entertainment purposes.
Game over. Everybody will have this.
So when someone says that's way too expensive, how much do people spend when they buy a TV?
$2,000, $3,000.
Okay. How much do people spend when they buy two screens for their computer workflow?
At least
$3,000.
At least beyond of $2,000 or $2,500.
So when this is $3,500, you can't say like they were out of their minds with the pricing. It was for a very specific group of people that would let them find out what are people using, what are developers and professionals using it for, how much time are they spending on the computer.
Yeah.
I find I use it not on its own all the time. I find I use it in conjunction with the computer.
Yeah.
Because there's a time to tap, but there's a time to use the trackpad as well. And the voice, I've now used voice a lot. What do you think you would use it for, John? Because I'm probably like an Apple fanboy. Whoever's listening to this goes,
I will probably use it with for production, for filming new content in that kind of 3D environment. That's what I would use.
And we still have yet to share screens and on the Vision Pro. I'd like to do that with you and have your take on it. So, gosh, what would your review for this be?
I would say if you are future oriented, you like technology, you want to see what's next beyond 2D video. You should get it. And if you're a production company, just for the fact that, you know, imagine you're on a 5-hour plane ride, you know, you have this thing on in the plane, you can get some work done. It will probably give you your money back.
And it's nice.
Period.
The audio is wonderful.
Yeah, I still don't know how they can get that audio without.
I'll tell you why. Because it's lossless and the high bit rate.
Yeah.
I've been able to listen to music. Things that I hadn't picked up before other than in big studios. So it's also an audio tool. And for any audio fanatic out there, you have no idea how this high bitrate lossless audio sounds in spatial.
Really? It's
I loved it. I think for media people, it's underrated.
If you know somebody at Apple, put a buck in their ear and tell them they need a viewer equivalent of this, where it's not all the processing power, but just to be able to view this, and then it will take over the market.
Oh, and before ending, we also got to see what it was to film on the iPhone 16 Max and Spatial. What, you were blown away from it. I liked it. I think I've been watching too much high-res 3D spatial videos that it didn't seem that wild to me, but you said this is very powerful.
I was expecting, because you told me you have filmed some content on y'all with, which is your iPhone.
Filmed, right? The Cliffs of Moher in Ireland, and I thought, well, this is a world heritage spot. What better place?
And you were by yourself. You don't have any crew. You were by yourself with your phone.
That's it.
Just and I was expecting, I'll be honest with you, expecting crap. Total crap.
Wow.
Well, not to your skill, but just for the fact that you don't have a crew.
Yeah, you're like,
how hand holding it.
Yeah.
Right? I was expecting like a mess. But I was really blown away. And immediately we thought about a business opportunity that which probably shouldn't be telling
we
that.
We need to monetize it, man. Hey, you need to monetize this. That's why we did this show. Guys, when everybody's showing content and saying that you can make millions overnight, you can't. Filmmaking takes time. You have to win the trust of people. You have to make sure that they find the value in your production.
Yes.
And coming back to 3D filming, I've spent quite some time. We built cameras 10 years ago to do 3D VR.
You built a robot.
We built a robot.
That walks around.
It walks around with a camera and stabilizes it. We were a little bit ahead of our time, but we spent enough time editing in 3D 360 that I think there are some elements that are very important. If you get different things at different, distance from you, it's interesting. It makes your eye want to look at different things. And the Cliffs of Moher in Ireland, you know, watching those cliffs, watching the walls that are stopping you.
Yeah.
I thought that was a good thing to film. I thought, like, hey, what a...
I was amazed. I Apple is really good at integrating their products. I think they call it the vertical integration among all the apps that they built, you know.
I have watched some pictures. Some of those pictures, they are in 3D, and it's wonderful to watch your own content in 3D and spatial. I think this is just a taste of the future where you're walking around with glasses and filming, and I think Meta is doing something very similar.
Yeah.
But what I really like about Apple is their privacy. I feel comfortable just sharing so much information. There were many things that you weren't able to watch from my Vision Pro.
Because I was on a different account on the Vision
Pro.
Because
you're a different account. But it wasn't too difficult, would you say, to pass it on? I think that's where people go, like, you know what? I don't have the time to learn how to use
it. No. But here's the thing. With Apple, once it works, it will work, and you hardly have any crashes like a Windows product.
Yeah, and I think it's really going to add to their bottom line. I think they've got something going on. You're not going to hear it a lot from influencers because they're influencing. They're not making film, but we are, and we see of high value. For anybody out there, the Vision Pro in media, go get it. And if not, wait, this year or next year, they might come out with a Vision Pro or the Vision Light or Air. And the
Vision Air.
Get it, Vision Air. Anyways, so thank you for another session. Maybe our next one will be editing together as a team on the Vision Pro.
We'll catch you guys later. How to video.